We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In honor of Women's History Month, News and Talk 1380 WAOK presents the special edition of the Sister Soul Talk series, celebrating African American women trailblazers and their accomplishments.
Good afternoon. It's our Sister Talk series right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Make sure you download the app radio.com. You can listen to us from anywhere or on any platform. Make sure you download the app radio.com and go to WAOK and listen to On Point with Wandalyn Stokes and to all of the programs here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I want to say a pleasant good afternoon and welcome to our Sister Talk series, the one and the only Melanie Few. Hello, sister girl.
Hey, sister girl.
How are you doing?
I am doing wonderfully well because I woke up this morning, and even though things are troubling, we still know that we are all in God's hands.
That's right.
And everything is going to be all right.
Exactly.
We just got to ride through this wave.
Yeah, we got to ride through it and, you know, just keep the faith and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. We're so glad to have you on Sister Talk today. We're celebrating Women's History Month, and we just honor you for all of the great works that you have done and the things that you are doing. You have over 25 years of experience in the marketing industry, and you have your own marketing company. You've done some groundbreaking things in marketing and sponsorship campaigns with Coca-Cola, Verizon, Revlon, McDonald's, ABC Family, Tyler Perry Studios, Lionsgate Films, BET, and Paramount Films. Wow, your plate has been full, and you're still doing some great and wonderful things. And, you know, and you are the only woman, am I correct now? Let's see.
Yeah.
You are the only woman with an NFL sanction. And that means that you're able to do a concert. Tell us what that means right there. You're the only woman with an NFL sanction. Tell us about that.
So the only woman with an NFL sanction to do an event that takes place during Super Bowl. And so I am the founder and creator of the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. And many, many, many years ago, I went to Super Bowl. This was back in the 90s. And I thought, well, I'm wondering, well, actually, excuse me, this was back in the 80s when I first went with a dear friend of mine. She worked for the NFL Players Association to Super Bowl. And I realized that after everybody had partied all weekend and just done any and everything they wanted to do, I realized that something felt like it was missing. And I said, you know, gospel is missing from the Super Bowl weekend. And so I told her, I said, can I write a proposal? And she said, yeah, who are you going to write to? I said, I'm going to write the NFL. But she worked at the NFLPA.
Okay.
And so I wrote the NFL for 7 years. And I have 7 years of rejection letters. I was that little girl that when my parents would tell me no at 5 o'clock, I was going to go back and check at 5:05 to see if the answer was still no. I would get a spanking and cry and then let the, you know, be okay from the spanking. And I said, Mom and Daddy, is the answer still no? I know it was, you know, no 5 minutes ago. So anyway, I had 7 years of rejection letters because I wrote them and I said, listen, gospel music is not about religion. It's about inspiration, and it's about, you know, people needing to be inspired. That's why you can go to any house of blues on a Sunday morning, and it's about, it's not about race. It's not about religion. It's not about age. You go to any house of blues and see a diverse audience.
Right,
because
right.
People, no matter what their race or their age, they need to be fed spiritually. And many times they can be fed even better. They're more receptive to getting it through music. And so after 7 years of rejection letters, that seventh year, he said, well, you know, try writing a letter to my boss and see what he says. Well, it was about the sixth year. His name was Gene Upshaw, and he was a Hall of Famer and was president of the NFLPA. And he just thought, that girl is crazy. You know, let's just do something to just get rid of her. And so this was probably my 100th time writing him. He picked up the phone and called me because he thought, I know how to get rid of her for once and for all. He said, I tell you what, Melanie, I'll let you do the Super Bowl. You know, you've been proposing this Super Bowl gospel celebration. I'll let you do it if you can get Gladys Knight. And if you can get Gladys Knight, then I will fund it. And I said,
wow.
He thought that was going to shut me down. I said, man, my aunt went to high school with Gladys Knight.
Wow.
And so to make a long story short, we did it for the first time in 1999 with Gladys Knight in Miami, Florida. And so we are approaching our 22nd annual event. But basically what a sanction means is that you have the right to use the intellectual property of the brand.
Okay.
And so I legally can use the name Super Bowl because I'm sanctioned by the NFL.
Wonderful. That is wonderful. And so, you know, the lesson in that is perseverance. And so what do you say to women in business and you who have an idea and they're trying to put it before individuals, but they're constantly getting those rejections?
I say if God gave it to you, never, ever, ever, ever give up. I tell people all the time, even to this day, there are moments in time where, you know, there are people to this day, I've been in business over 30 years, people to this day that won't take my phone call, won't, you know, I'm not on their level or whatever you might want to say, and I can't get anywhere with them. But I say in God's timing, he will connect the dots for you with whomever he sees fit to connect you to. I think about one of my longest clients that I had for 11 years was Revlon Cosmetics. I had met the vice president of Revlon, and she gave me her number, but I could not get her on the phone for 2 years.
Wow.
And I want to stress this point. The way I got them as a client was not because I was able to build a relationship with her on my own. I had called so much, I had become friends with her secretary. And it had gotten to the point we weren't even talking about her anymore because I authentically had become her real friend. And that's how I tell people every day, be careful not to be judgment of people by titles.
Right,
you know,
right.
Because you never know who's going to walk you in the door. So we became friends. We stopped talking about Revlon. And every time I went to New York, we would go to lunch. And one day she called me and she said that the CEO of Revlon had sent out an inner office memorandum, and he said a program had been canceled, like a $4 million program. So he sent it out and told all the different VPs of the different divisions, if you want some of this money, have your proposal to me by tomorrow. So she said, I'm leaving early to go to the doctor. If you call her today, she's going to be forced to answer her own phone. And I thanked her. I said, well, you know, I'm not friends with you because of, you know, what you could do for me. She said, I know, that's why I'm telling you what to do. And I called this particular woman,
wow,
who I'm friends with to this day. She said, oh, my God, thank God you called. She said, if you could do this proposal for me and I get the, you know, we get some of the money, I will hire you. to be a senior consultant for Revlon. So I stayed up all night, and I did the proposal, and I sent it to her, and she called me back within 24 hours and said, we won the business.
Wow.
And I stayed a consultant for Revlon for 11 years. And so,
wow. So you've been a consultant for Revlon for 11 years and 11 just years. Working with the NFL. Stick around. Melanie Few is going to talk to us about what it takes to have good success for women in business. What are the strengths that a woman would need to really be able to hang in there and have good success? Stick around. More with Melanie Few right here on Sister Talk. Just in, Georgia now has 146 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. Georgia now has 146 confirmed cases. This is real Atlanta. This is real Georgia. This is real America. Let's make sure we take good care of ourselves. Stick around. More with Melanie Few right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Live well, win well. On Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes. It's our Sister Talk series as we celebrate Women's History Month. Melanie Few, who is the only woman with an NFL sanction. She's owner of a wonderful marketing and media company called Results Marketing and Media. Melanie, what do you consider a necessary strength for women to be successful?
I think relentlessness and also understanding the ways. And what I mean by that, I'll tell anybody that is self-employed, period. And not just self-employed people, but life is full of joy and pain, sunshine and rain. And being able to easily adapt to change, those are some of the most important things. And I was blessed because, I had an amazing mom that really, when I would get sad, when people wouldn't take my phone calls or whatever, I'm a great mentor. In my case, even though my mother never worked in marketing, not one day in her life, she was still my mentor.
Yeah.
Because she was a master of people and people skills and really helped me to understand, people and how to understand that whatever's for me is for me, but to be my authentic self, which is a lover of people, and that God will do the rest as long as I put in the hard work. So I would say, understanding people and also understanding, the opportunity to be relentless, because it's going to be some nights that you're not going to go to bed.
Right.
You're self-employed. It's going to be some days when you cannot pay yourself, but your name is all you have. If you do right by people, pay people when you can't pay yourself, God will do right by you.
That is so true. As an entrepreneur, what are some of the key elements to starting a business and then sustaining it?
It's funny that you ask that because I ask myself that all the time. There's so many days when you want to give up. And you can think about where we are right now with Corona. Think about the number of people that are going to suffer. The number of small business people,
right.
That are going to, all of us are going to
right.
Probably suffer. But I tell people, the most important thing I can tell you is to prepare for rainy days.
Okay.
And to be able to adapt because, the industry I'm in right now, events are being put off, being canceled, being postponed. And so I've been laying before the Lord saying, God, show me what my next or one of my next needs to be because, events are going to hurt more than anything because events bring people together.
Right.
So I would tell people to be flexible and think of things that I have a friend who's done extremely well in business because she adapts and thinks of what's needed now. I'm sure she's somewhere right now thinking about how to make hand sanitizer in mass or something.
Right.
And she adapts, and that's why she's wealthy because she adapts to whatever is needed at that time that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
And
that's good.
I think that's going to be really important for all of us.
That is so true. What is that one characteristic you believe an entrepreneur should possess?
If I had to say that one characteristic, I would say to treat people the way you want to be treated.
Okay.
I see so many people in business, especially in this industry, entertainment industry, and at the end of the day, they don't care about anything but themselves. They don't treat people right, and you cannot be blessed long term in that way. I think about days when I sat up and I said, well, he's so mean, or he's so mean. How could they be blessed? A lot of black people, I do right by people. If you just sit back and wait, act like my grandmother said, after a while, and blah, blah, you know, you get back what you put out. So I would say, if I could only say one thing, I would say put out in the universe what you want back.
Oh, that's a good principle to live by. How do you define your leadership style? You know, as an entrepreneur sitting at the board table, how is your leadership style?
Can I be honest with you? I think I am very much flawed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
In that place, because I'm getting much better.
Okay.
When I talk about leadership, my personality, I'm a people person. And I'm getting better now, but it's been so many years where I've been more of a people pleaser.
Okay,
my
okay.
My own detriment, making sure everybody else is happy, even if it hurt me in the end. And I've gotten to a point now, it took a lot of years to get to that point and say, if I focus on making just one person happy, only that one person, at that one moment, everybody suffers within the organization. Because you got to worry about balance. I think I've gotten to a point now where I understand the importance of balance. If you pay people fairly, if you treat them fairly, if you are respectful and you appreciate their God-given talent and skill, and you show them respect, but you also demand respect,
yeah,
then that's the best way to be. And I think I praise God that over these years, like, I've had the same people that have worked with me or been consultants with me or whatever, 15 and 20 years.
Wow.
Like, you know, Andre has been a consultant on Super Bowl Gospel for the whole 22 years.
Wow, that's
you know,
awesome.
And so I've had the same people come back year after year after year because I put in the universe what I want back. And so I think that's the most important thing is that you surround yourself with people that are going to respect you, that appreciate you, and that you respect and that you appreciate. And you have balance. And I've gotten to the point, but it took me many years to get to that point.
Uh-huh. But you finally got there, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I understand that the Super Bowl gospel celebration on BET was just amazing. You had an overwhelming response in terms of the viewership and those who attended, right?
I let me tell you, God is so good. Well, I knew over the last 2 years, we had, like, 2 years ago, we debuted Snoop Dogg's gospel album. And I think people watched it because they were so surprised that he had a gospel album. So we had 2 million viewers, and we were super excited about that. And last year, we had close to 2 million viewers. So this year, God is amazing in how he does what he does because I had 2 major surgeries in the fall. And then I end up, my dad got very, very ill right after Christmas. Mm. And I was pretty much camped out at the hospital with him.
Yeah.
And then my little cousin, who was like a little sister to me, because my family's extremely close, she passed away unexpectedly.
Oh, wow.
And so I was, if we just talk in transparency, because I know this will help somebody. I was so depressed, and so I was numb, and I didn't know how the show was going to do, but I didn't even have it in me to put 100% in, because I wasn't at a place where I could.
Right.
And I said, I laid in the bed one night. I said, God, if 10 people watch, I'm still going to glorify you. I'm still going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. But that's where I am. And so I literally would go into a market 3 weeks in advance. I went into Miami 4 days before the show. That's all I could do because I had to stay for the funeral. And I just prayed, but God gave me a sense of peace. I can't explain it. It definitely was peace beyond understanding. And the show was amazing. We had Commission and Yolanda Adams. This was the first year we did not have any crossover talent. Everybody we had was gospel talent. In the past, we've always had Gladys and we've had, Fantasia and all these different big acts. We were gospel-based.
Wow.
I didn't know what the rating was going to be. So when BET sent me the Nielsen ratings, I thought I was reading it wrong because it said over 3 million people watched the show.
Wow.
And I called them because I've had eye surgery, and I said, I think I may be reading this wrong because you all resend me the report. And so she said, well, let me read it for you. And I said, well, how many viewers did we have? And she said, 3 million. And for the last 3 years, the show has been the highest rated gospel or inspirational show on all broadcasts or cable TV. And it's a testimony that God will take your little and make it much.
Yes, he will. And Melanie Few, we celebrate you today. We honor you for what you've been doing. You've been a trailblazer, an innovator, and we encourage you to keep doing what you do. Results, marketing, and media, the one and the only Melanie Few. Let's show her some love right about now. Thanks, Melanie. Listen, get you some rest. Take care of yourself, and thank you for blessing all of our listeners on this Sister Talk today. We love you so much. Love you, my sister girl. All right, we'll talk real soon. Blessings to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.